There's a Maitre Neura, well, down in the Svarim, the Zman HaNoidib Yehuda. Min Azam Maitre. Maitre Shahoyin at the time of the Noidib Yehuda and Tazoy. There was a Talmud of the Noidib Yehuda. You can imagine a Talmud of the Heidegger Noidib Yehuda. And unfortunately, he went to off the Derech. He went off the Derech. After the Kaf, it went so bad that it became a Gavach. Talmud of the Noidib Yehuda, you can imagine, Talmud of the Noidib Yehuda, a portion of the Zach, and it became a Gavach. The Noidib Yehuda heard about it, Talmud became a Gavach, Shaykh, Tachim. So he decided that he wanted to meet him, trying to make an appointment, just as much covered. But he said, there's a time that the Gavach goes for to walk. They're going to find out which time the Gavach goes for his afternoon stroll, and the Noidib Yehuda is going to stand there, and the Noidib Yehuda declared as well, if when my old Talmud sees me, he says to me, Shalom Aleichem Rebbe, so then I know, actually there's something after, there's something still inside him, maybe we can save him. Or if he totally ignores me, then I know, it's all over, Mishaychus, it's over. So that's what he did. He stood next to the place over there that he found out that the Galach goes on his afternoon walks every single day. And the Galach sees his Rebbe, the Noidib Yehuda, standing there. He recognizes him, he bows his head, he goes over to him and he says, Rebbe, Shalom Aleichem Rebbe, what are you doing here? So the Noidib Yehuda thinks, ah, go Eposta, tell me to do one over here, speak to him. So he goes to speak to him, he says, come, I want to speak to you, they go for a little walk together. He says, tell me something, how's it, Shaykh? With my Talmud, you're sitting in Yeshiva steiging away, you're a Galach now, what's the Pshat? He says, Rebbe, I'll tell you very simple, this is what happened. Now, I'm always the Pshat, in the Yeshiva, there was no dormitories. Everybody had to go and stay in the Balabos's house, they had to eat in the Balabos's house. And let's eat the food there, food you can imagine in the house alone, there's nothing there, Kabat. You can imagine for the guest, there's always nothing for him. So it came the Zman of Pesach. Now Pesach is the Zman, Kiyodua, is a time that even if there's plenty of food to eat, everybody's hungry. It's the Zman that everybody feels, Kilu, is absolutely deprived from our Chomet, from Eile, where he's sticking hungry. So the Maestro came Pesach, starving hungry. A shayla came up in the house I was staying. A shayla with a kegel. A shayla with a kegel. Is it chomets? Is it not chomets? No. So they sent the bottle to the rope. They sent the bottle to the Noidib Yehuda to ask the shayla, can we eat the kegel or not on Pesach? So this bottle over here was talking, so that was the bottle staying there. So I came to my rebbe, came to a shashiva, came for a psak. And the Noidib Yehuda, I saw you were clearing Efshar Zoy, this Gemara, this Rashba, and then back and forth. Circled over the psak that you gave was its treif. You can't eat it. Chumrah the Pesach, the Arizal, the Chulei. The Maaseh, we don't need such a thing on Pesach. Nope. So I took it back. And I thought to myself, you know, I'm starving hungry. My stomach is unbelievable. The Havamina from the Noidib Yehuda, I heard it's had a few rayas from this Gemara, from this Rishon. Nope. The Havamina from the Noidib Yehuda, I'm eating it. And he ate the ganze kegel. That night, went to sleep. I really think you might eat chomets on Pesach. I'm going to say Krishma Lamita. Zichanish. No Krishma Lamita. Next morning he wakes up. Well, I'm going to do Negevasa. I'm going to say Krishma Lamita. I'm eating chomets. No, Negevasa is out the window. And when Baita invited, the Pashtets, he can understand. He didn't partially understand. Where no Cheshik in learning. And Baita until he mamish became a Galat that he is right now. So Noidib Yehuda took what he said very seriously. And he thought about the shayla that was asked him. You remember it, Kamayimamish, it was this day. And he thought about that shayla that was asked about the kegel, it was him in the hair, and yo. He came out and he said, I'm paskining its mutter. Beseda gom, you could have eaten it. What's the pshat in the maisa? So from being down as that maisa, what's the pshat? The pshat in the maisa, very big, you say. When a rogue is a psak, it's not getting scrabbled. It's not the pshat that a rogue comes along and he's a starving, a doing this, right? Put it to zaman. Yes, so it's okay. Toss it, smota, whatever. Nishtazo. The psak of a rogue is poyim in shamayim and it's poyim in this world as well. It's a din in the chayfets. It's not a din stamp. You can do it. You can't do it. The rogue is a koyach with his psak to change the chayfets of something. There's you do it ke chazanish. The chazanish writes, come on, mekoyimus. The Chazanish writes a Maisa by Hilchos Shiurim. So he writes over there, we know that the halach is that the Torah gave certain Shiurim, a Tefach, a Amo, b'chulei. It's not clear what it is, and the Torah left it up to every single person, to the Rav, to decide on the Matzah. And the Chazanish writes, what would be the case in Azam Matzah? Let's say, a person, two people, have a chicken. Reuben has a chicken, Shimon has a chicken. Each of them have his chicken and he drops from the same place. It falls down. So can you do the Gemara in Chulim, which is passing halacha and Shulchan Aruch and Yerideya? There's a halacha called Nufula. And Nufula means that if an animal has been dropped from a height of 10 tefachim, it's straight. Nothing you can do about it. It's straight. Okay. So what happened with Zuchat Hanish? If you have these two fellows, you have Reuben and Shimon. Each of them has a chicken, who both of them fell from exactly the same place. Zuchat Hanish. Each one goes along now to his rock. Oops, Reuben goes to his rock. Shimon goes to his rock. Reuben goes to his rock. He says, Rob says, okay, let's make a cheshbon over here. Takes out his hand. He starts making a measurement. And he says, the be my cheshbon of my hand, this is 9.5. And it's Peseda. It wasn't 10 tefachim. It's kosher. No shayla. You can eat it. Shimon goes along and takes his chicken to his rock, which again, fell from exactly the same place. Exactly the same spot. His rock makes a cheshbon with his hand. And his hand tells him, no, this was 10 tefachim. Straight, check it out. Zot hachazanish. The metzius is that the chicken of Reuven will live and the chicken of Shimon will die. What's the pshat? Because the Rav has paskened, this is kosher, this is straight. The psak is poil not only in Shemayim, so long to Shigazah. It's not a summer psak that pulled something out of the hat and shulchan oath. It's a psak on the chayfetz. The chayfetz has changed. It's an unbelievable yesoid. You know, there was a mice of the Chazanish many years ago. Fellow comes to Chazanish. Mice of Shoya. Fellow comes to Chazanish. He says, my doctor told me that if I don't leave Eretz Yisrael and travel to Europe, only over there I'll have a four and I'll live. If I stay here, forget it. It's all over. That's what he told the Chazanish. He said, Rebbe, I don't want to leave Eretz Yisrael. I want to stay here. I want to stay in Eretz Yisrael. Why make this? I should go to Europe. Either the doctor says, because nefesh, you have to go. There's only one way you're going to live. The Chazanish says to him, let me ask you. Give me the details of your illness. So he gives him the details of the illness. And the Chazanish thinks about it for a moment and he says, stay here in Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael you will live. If you go to Europe, you'll die. Don't forget from what the doctor says. What's the pshat? So make a taste of a doctor? What's the pshat? The Chazanish is a mighty gazak. Zut the Chazanish fits in gewaldig with his yisoid. Zut the Chazanish. There's a machlekes mechabe in Ramah in Hilchus Treifus. Your machlek, your problem that you have is exactly doyne to this machlekes mechabe in Ramah in Hilchus Treifus. Lefi the mechabe, it's kosher. Lefi the Ramah, it's treif. Mimeh, zut the Chazanish. If you stay in Eretz Yisrael, which is the mockum of the Shulchan Aruch, no, the Shulchan Aruch passes you what? You kosher. You live. But if you go to a place of Europe, which is the mockum of the Ramah, there are more passes that you're a traitor, and maybe you're going to die. And don't learn the Chazanish. So, Mimeh, what do we see? Again, we haven't started learning about others yet. But Kaponim, we see in Yisoid that when a Ramah passes on something, stand. There's a dinan who mishana the chayfet in this world, mamish, and he can turn something to be trade to be kosher. Just have to, I have to continue. Mamish, one moedik in my son. There's a moedik. I mean, I can continue all night with meisters. We didn't come here for meisters. We came here for halachas. Of a kapor is a moedik of meisters. Teplik of the teplik of Yehudua had a minik that when he passed him on the food, somebody came to him with a shayla on a chicken. Somebody came to the shayla on a kedera and a pot. Somebody kosher trade. So if he passed him that it's kosher, the Teplika had a minute that he ate from it. You know, if I hold this kosher, I want to give me some of it, I want to eat from it. Why? Different reasons. Esher to show that his sack wasn't a stam, it was also for himself, it would have to eat it, he held of it, it wasn't the Yishmach Mirim. That's what he did, that was in the Hagar. Every time someone came with the Shaila, said it's kosher, I want to eat some. Maisha Shahoya, fellow walks in, Spaldisha fellow walks in, with a big pot, big chicken in there, big Shaila with the chicken. Teplika's thinking, oh, isn't it? It's kosher. Abba, I wanted to cut up a little chelik of the leg there. I put it into my chumash, Erev Shabbos. Put this piece of this chelik of the leg that I passed him on the chicken. It's kosher. Put it into my chumash. No, that's what he does. The next morning, Shabbos morning, the fellow runs into the Teplikarov's house. He says, Rebbe, don't eat it. Don't eat the chumash. So what's the chat? He said, very simple. I have to be honest. Before I came to you, I went to the Kafar Chaim. I went to the Kafar Chaim with the chicken. And the Kafar Chaim told me, it's straight. I wasn't happy. To Mamela. I went to somebody else. I went to the Teplika, I went to you. And you told me it's kosher. When I left you, I was confused. So I said to the Rebbeinu Shalom, please, give me a simon if it's kosher or treif. And he told the Teplika, Azam Aisa, Tonight, Friday night, Shabbos Kodesh, a fire broke out. Very small, tiny little fire in the kitchen happened over there and burnt only the chicken. Everything else was remained completely intact. He said, it's a right in the Shemayim that the chicken was about to trade. Zug the teplik in line. I'm going to eat my children. For me, it's kosher. If I pass them on something that's kosher, then the mitzvah is that the zak is actually kosher. As the Maaser we see, yet again, that it's such a shaila that when a person goes to a rav, it's not a stamp on himself, it's a stamp on the chesed that he's asking on. Just one more. Fellow, this is a Talmud of Scheinberg Zatzal, once said over this Maaser, and he said that he himself brought a Maaser to Scheinberg Zatzal. He brought him a Maaser, and Scheinberg looked at it, he said, stop, say to God. He took it out, and everybody started crowding, what did the rav say? He said, stop. You know, he's a bit old, his eyesight's not so good, not kedai, maybe go to somebody else. Alright, no, Mercedes, it's made him happy, he went to somebody else. No, Achmeister, we'll see in a moment, we'll to also lay there. But Akhobarim, that's what he did. He went, I think, to a Moshe Halberstam. And he went over, he didn't say a word. The Meister Shahoya, he walked into the base of Rav over there, the Rav took it, didn't even look at it, and he put it, shoved it away, he said, it's already been passed and then it's done. It's amazing to see a movie because that's himself what's going on. Akoponim, what we came here for is to understand the following halacha. There's a Gemara in Kabbalah Mekomis in Shas, Ladugimah. The Gemara needed that Chochom and Beis. It's also Gemara in Chulin Mandalat. And the Gemara says, Chochom Shetime, Ein Chaveiro Yerashai Litahe. If a Chochom said something is Tomei, he passed it. Another chacham can't go along and say it's kosher, can't say it's tohu. The same thing in the Gemara in the Avodah Zarah. Dav Zayinam Alaf. Zub the Gemara over there. Anishal lechacham v'timei, lo yishal lechacham acha v'yitoy. Look at the machine in the Rishonis over there in the Gemara. We'll have to explain, Mezor Hashem, what's chatting in the Rishonis over there. Al Koponim, there seems to be a machl that people have. The people like to shop around. It's nice, geschmack, you know, he told me it's awesome, maybe it's mutter, maybe I'm going to go to him and see what he dines, I'm sorry, and we'll see what he baskins, he's a maker, he's a machme, everybody's busy. I mean, I can tell you, come on, it happened to me. A lady called me, not so long ago, and she said to me, I sat in Shaila, and I could see that she had a stick of bikis in the Shaila. So when I delved more into it, she says to me, it's okay, don't worry, I've already asked somebody else, he told me it's awesome. I heard that you're Mekel, so no, I'm calling you to ask you what you tie now. So I know you're there, so we have to go to the Shaila. Maybe it's Mutter, maybe it's Asa. Right, second day Yom Tov, everybody knows, right? If you want to keep one day Yom Tov, so make sure you go to here. Because here, everybody knows, he gives a track for one day, he gives one and a half. One and a half is not geschmack, right? So no, go to here, he gives a track for one day, again, Mike says it Mutter is an Asa. Right? Another example, I mean, we go through many, many different examples, but the dogma, a fellow came to me, Erev Pesach, a few years ago. Mom was distraught. Erev Pesach, he says to me like this. He says, I bought bedakka when I made my kitchen. It was an apartment here in Israel. He made his kitchen with a pyrolytic oven. Pyrolytic oven, if you do it, goes mom, 900 degrees. You can catch it, believe in chomet. You can use it on Pesach. You switch it on. You can use it now to cook on Pesach and see where he placed it. He went to his rov, and his rov told him, I'm sorry, it's awesome. I was going to understand it. He said, I paid a lot of money for this oven, and now I can't use it b'chol. So now the shine is, am I allowed to tell him, okay, you can use it, I'll be smarter. What's the halacha? What's the halacha in such a case? You know, they came out with a mitzvah. A chashiv rov, chutzlo, has told me, mitzvah shahoya, they came to him from a committee. They wanted to make, they wanted to make a computer program of maris. This is a mitzvah shahoya, I'm telling you, b'emes. No, b'smo b'chol. A computer program. And it would be a color-coded screen, and I went to the halacha that they had to make a resolution, you put the screen on to make sure it's color-coded. The kids that you scan in the marif, it looks like I'm saying a joke, but it's anything like that. You scan in the marif, you then write, Chassidish, are you Litvish, Shachsfadi, which halacha are you from? Are you from that side of Chmesh? It's all the pattern that they're going to ask you. But like we have on these Zakon, on these Isidika phones, whatever, they have all these things. If you wait 6 hours, you wait, you know, after chi, they ask you, are you Hasidish, are you not Hasidish? They maybe will tell you if you have to wait 1 hour, you have to wait half an hour, to take 6 hours, what type of chi, all these other. The kids, they came to it, and it tells you, are you over there? Kosher, tohar, depending on the mahalak, right? So it's very simple, right? You keep on pressing until you get the right answer that you want. The halakha goes up. The most they wanted to come up with such a thing. What's the halacha? We're going from rock to rock. What's the halacha when you want to, you ask one rock, no, didn't like his answer, we'll go to somebody else. And it goes to my cat as well. if you get a heter from something, you don't like the heter. People like machmir, machmizish. I don't know. People like to be machmir. The Rav told me it's more tough. There's another Rav. I want to be machmir. What's the halacha? So again, you have to know. It's because Taharis, all the b'shayim, it's the tshuva. Maybe the chili from there, from the isha. No, they need to the shayim. But I'm going to realize that the shayim is on again. So again, the makar is the gemara. The gemara tells us once a Rav packs in that something is coming to go along and tell it and go and ask somebody else and say it's tahor, that's awesome. What's the reason? What's the tam ha'issa? And this l'maisa is a tremendous nafkamina for a lot of the different shayles that are negated to what we're discussing until now. There's three mahalchim in the Rishonim why the Gemara says this is awesome. Shitas ha'raivit is, the Ram brings it down of the Zohar, Shitas ha'raivit is a very simple yisoif, is a zoif, shavya chaticha de isura. A zoif of the raivit, that when you go to a rock, and the rock tells you, this is straight, this is not kosher, so he made it asa. He made the chaticha to be asa. And that's the shita also of the Ramban, the Rashba, the Rosh, the Ritzvah, the other different Rishayim as well. That the Yisoid over here, Chochem Shetime in Chavei Rosh Alitayim, is Shavya Chaticha the Isura. That's shita number one. Shita number two is shita Sara. The Ram brings down a different mahalak. He says, no, it's nothing to do with Shavya Chaticha the Isura. No, so what's the answer? So the Ram poshut. Kvayvei shall chacham harishen nishkavet, nishkavet. Went to him, now you go to another road. It's nishkavet. As I learned the Ram, and as I learned the Meiri, the Marit, and other poskim lemaisa. The Ram brings to some another tam, which he tiny says la halacha, but the Ram brings another reason, and he says over there, kdei shelo yetoyer kibes toyeris halalu oisrim tvalalu mativim. That's the lashon of the Ram. Now lemaisa. The main two shitas that we want to stand on over here is the first two shitas, which is Be'etzim Shitas HaRaivit, which is as the Soid of Shavu Chaticha the Surah. We also have Shitas HaRan, which is Kvodoy Shel Chochom. What's the nafkamina between these two reasons? And the nafkamina between these Rishonim is a nafkamina lahalocha, what's going to be negated to a lot of shailas that come out. Number one, what if it's Choshe Mishpat? You're not dealing with the shayla every day. You're not dealing with Aruch Chaim. You're dealing with Choshe Mishpat. There's no Issa. There's no Heta. Is it past such an Issa of one to ask one of a Congo to another one? It's a Choshe Mishpat, not upon him. He gets the money, he doesn't. It's not a deal of Machmir Mekel, not a deal of Possel and Kosher. That's number one, Nafkamina. Nafkamina number two. Lefi the Tam of the Raivit that we're dealing over here with Shavu Chaticha de Isura. So what happens if the second Chacham said it's Mota? It won't work. Poshut doesn't work. To go to another Rav, after the first Rav told you it's not good, Poshut doesn't work anything. Why? Because if it's asked Shitas HaRaivit or Shavuot HaTikva the Yisura, so it's already asked. And the blind is asked to go to something else. Not going to help. Masha Engi, the feed the sheet of the Rav, that the reason is Kvodo Shel Chacham, so if you now go to a second Chacham, who's much bigger than the first one, then actually we could say that it's Shaya, that there's no problem with Chlal. Because if it's only us covered, look, there's no covered pastures when he's much bigger. That's Nafkamina number two. Nafkamina number three. If the reason is of the Raivit, the Haim, Shavu Chaticha de Isura, what happens if the first row says it's kosher? In Stoma, you're allowed to go along and ask for an Issa. There's no problem with Chlal. He never said it's Issa, never passed the Issa. Masha Eidin, if the Shita Sarah, that the reason is Kvodi Shel Chacham, no, Kvodi Shel Chacham is not a problem. It's still a problem. I think if the first one says it's Mota, the second one says it's Issa, it's a problem of Kvodi Shel Chacham. The Maisa, how do we pass in this Machlekes Rishonim? So the Shach in Yerideus and Reish and Beis passing the Halacha could be Rav Rishonim. We pass in that Shitas HaRaivit. We pass in that the Issa over here of asking one Rav if you already asked another Rav is an Issa Shavya Chaticha to Isura Mimela Zut the Shach la Halacha the Maisa. If you go to a Rav and the Rav says to the Seder Gomel, it's kosher, no problem. So if you are Halacha, you're allowed to go to the second Rav. Because again, it doesn't pass the Issa, the Fishita Sarayit. Again, the Fishita Sarayit, yeah, but the Shach passed inside the Raid. And the Vaisa Zuk the Shach, another game, the Halacha the Maisa is if since we're paskening, like the Shita Sarayit, the Shach Pachaticha, the Yisura, if the first Chochem says it's Asa, even if the second Chochem you go to is Mamish, much bigger in Gozal B'Chochem or B'Chulei, won't help B'Chlal, because we don't pass in Kvoidoi, we pass in it's Shach Pachaticha, the Yisura, we made it won't help to go and ask somebody else. Another, we can delve a little bit into the sugya just for a moment. In what is Be'etzim Pshat and Shitas HaRaivit? Since we passed in, that was always up the Shach, that Shitas HaRaivit. What's Pshat and HaRaivit? So the Radvaz learns that the Pshat and HaRaivit is as Zug the Radvaz. when I go to a rav and I ask a shayla, I'm coming to him telling him, I'm asking you a shayla, I want to know what the halacha is. It's a din neder. As I learned the Radbaz, it's a din neder. I'm being the kabbali upset. I want to know. We made it a din neder. Zubnin it's seven, others nine. It's nishtazoy, this is the etzim pashtus in the Gemara that we're talking about the hayra. The etzim hayra is something that's chal on this chayfet, memela. The naftimina between this is a very simple naftimina. What's the halacha of a person who goes to a shir? He goes to a shir, he hears from it, sir, a rav, that something is mutter, something is asr. Is it chal or is it not? If it's alter din of neder, so it could be that you went to the shir, you listened, you can cover the sir. Or is it pshat? No, it's not din neder, it's a din. I'm asking the shayla. When I ask the shayla, the kabbal is how you are. You could say if I care. The maisa, the pashtas, and the halacha, the maisa is, we go with the second shita, that is actual how you are. It's the fact that I ask the shayla, a shir is not machayev. That's number one. Baruch Hashem, the Olim can. It's not the shir that's machayev. If Razan asks a shayla that's negate him, that's when it's machayev, not by a shir. Another nafkamina, what happens if the person doesn't know that the shayla was already asked, and he goes and asks the second rope, tell you, Maisa Shahoyah happens in a place in Chutzlars. I don't want to say where it was for different reasons, but there was a certain place in Chutzlars where there's a rope over there that is known to be a little bit of a machme. And it happened in a place, so his fellow told me the Maisa happened to him. Something happened on Shabbos to the children, the Heilige children. He wanted to know, can I eat it, can I not eat it? No, so the father says, Seder, I'm going to this rope, who's known to be a shtickle of a machme. The Sam thinks to himself, I want to eat the children this Shabbos, not know if it's also to chuck it out, not to Shabbos. But maybe he decides, behind the father's back, to go to a different rav, who's known to be Mekel. They come back afterwards, and they compare notes. But nobody knew that the other one, obviously the son knew, but the father had no idea, B'shach Ma'isim, when he asked the rav, his shayla, he didn't know that the other one also went to ask a different shayla. The Ma'isim came out paket, that was the Ma'isim over there. The one that thought was Machma says to say that you need the children, the son never thought, went to Mekel, said you can't eat the children. So the Ma'isim was stuck. So that's a different shayla. That was the Maisa over there. Uncle Pranik, what we have to know is this way. On what is this Issachal? When a person asks a Shaila, is every Shaila that you ask Nikola this halacha? Every Shaila? Shaila brachos, a Shaila tefillah, Shaila Shaila Shabbat, Masim Cholos, you're the elder Shailas. Is it Nikola or is it not Nikola? There's a tremendous story like this. The person can say, the Balbi Paskin, that Shittas HaRaivit, which is Shabbat Hatikha de Isura, it has to be chal on something. This is going to be one of the big criteria we have for this Ganesh Issa. Since we passed him, we're talking about Shaviyat Chaticha the Isura, then it has to be going on Ki'ilu Chaticha. It has to be chal on something. Mimela. If a person has a Shaila on something, either on a marit, or on a pot, or on something that's Negev, for example, in Hilfus Brocha, he made up a salad over there, and he has no idea, Ikev Atopol, he's eating sushi, and doesn't know the correspondence with the fish and the vegetables. Shaila that's negated to this that, that's not discussed in any sefer. You need a rov, and the rov paskins, and a benami. Then it's passed the din of Shavuot Chaticha, and made it also to go to somebody else. Others of the poskim. If what you're asking is either A, it's not negated to you, lemaisa, to anything, you still want to know, I always wondered on Shabbos, what's that halacha? Like, with a nappy. Am I allowed to open the tabas or not? It's not negated now because I don't have the shaila. Stump, I want to know. So you go to the rav, and the rav tells you, the rav tells you mota. The maisa would have to go to somebody else. Why? Because it wasn't negated to me right now. I'm not asking a shayla on the chayfet that's he now to be basket. Number two is at the place given. How are they? Sorry? No, that's not negated now. It has to be negated now. The shayla has to be mamish now. Stump, I want to know what's the halacha. Stump. I want to know, are you all denying if I have to open the nappies? No, it's in the game now. If it's just a game now, the same day. Come on. It has to be a chaticha. There's a chaticha there. Is it? If all nappies in the home, what does that mean? So maybe it's hell on the nappies. It has to be negated to you now. If you come on Shabbos with the shayla to the rav and you say, what do I do? Can I open the nappies or not? And you're not holding now by changing the nappies. Oh, but it's going to be in the game in a few minutes, I'm sure, but not an hour, whatever. So then I'm on the way, that you will know. Number two, this is Be'etim, the second item which is going to be negated then. Also, something that's discussed in the poiskim, isn't this a shayla of a psak? For example, if I was sok, did I say the same thing on the motor, or did I not? Did I say I met a HaKodesh, or did I not? It's a shayla which is often a shayla in Mishnah Berurah and Shulchan Aruch. What is that? Is that a psak? Mimela. If you have a Zah Shaila, it's not past the Sisa. There's no Isser Shabbat Chatzicha Desura. Because again, it's Chalom of Psak. It's not Psak when I'm asking somebody to offer Zach and Mishavu in Shulchan Aruch. It has to be on a Kedera, if on a Sobek Shishim, I had a Shaila on Shabbos with the children that was done with Chazor, with the Gansa Maisa, I got Shaila, for example, and Hilchus Brothers, if this is the Ikka, the top of the Shachayonu or not. It's not language, it's Mavuch. Then it's called Mimela. So often the Zach, which is better than the Shaila, which is discussed in other Poiskim, which we'll see Bez Hashem, which is not a Hesed from the Aruch HaShulchan Bez Hashem in a moment, the Maisa, there's also a Mokim to be Mekel over there. So we've just removed most of the Shaila, I shouldn't say most, or maybe 80% of the Shaila that a lot of people ask, are Shaila's that are not familiar with the Rabbis, the Pastelon. Now often when it comes to Hilchos Tahara, or Kim Sakang Hilchos Basav HaCholov, and these things, then it requires a Psak. Because then it's not a Shaila, you don't find a Shulchan Aruch every Zak. He did the spoon in Azoy, then became Azoy, then became the Gansa Maisa, this you need a Psak. Oh, but sometimes you have a Shaila, which is often a Zak. Nappies, for example, it's so often a Zak. So if it's just discussed in the Poiskim, and the Shaila is also going to tell you which place that he goes more noted towards, so there's Shaila of Chacham Shatim over there. That's Heta number one, the Etzem. We're going to get to that. Let me get to that. Let me get to all the team. I think we're going to discuss most of everything. Go again, Baita. Who's included in the Issa? So Pashtus, if you look at the Loshana Gemara, even though it was a Shina, but our component, the Fidari Shaini, the Issa over here is on the Chacham. It's on the Rav. There's no Issa of you going to the Rav. Now, the Kenzan is an Issa of Lifnei Yisrael. It's Kenzan. Oh, but the Issa of what we're discussing is the Issa on the Rav. That's the Loshon of the Gemara in most places. The Loshon of the Gemara is that the Chacham is not allowed to be Metahar. It doesn't say the Shoyers are not allowed to ask. The Issa of the Issa on the Shoyer could be asked Lifnei Yisrael. Oh, but the Chacham has the Issa. Yeah. Yeah, in Echanami. I'm going on Peter Rishon, most of the go with the first half and the first two in Echanami. It's a good aura. Now, Vaita. Only on the same Shaila. A person has a Shaila exactly the same to go. In other words, it takes this marrow, takes this pot, this chicken, this Shaila brothos, whatever, to another Rav, then it's a problem. Oh, but if it's a different Shaila, that's a slight Shinoi, then it's Mutar Chatzchila to go to another Rav. It's another Heta. Number two, Zuk the Shach. Often the Shach, always say, Meshur and Basin every day. Zuk the Shach, stick up on the Nanas. Zut the Shach, Murder Gazaf, it's only Chal at exactly the same time. Which means like this. When I go to a Rav, and the Rav Paskins, and Chal, finish. I can't go to another Rav. Oh, but Zut the Shach, what's that locha? If I have another Rav in the same Beis Medrash, the same place, right? The Dugma, I had a fellow call me up from an Arbaminian place in the Shuk. He says to me like this. He says, Rav Esrug, Murder the Kesrug. Of every Rav he asks on the table there, he gives a different answer. Kosher, you know, Kosher, it's all to do. Zut the Shach, there is no Issa B'chla to ask another Rav, that's their B'shach Maisa. The only Issa is once it was Chal, then you can't take it to somebody else. Of a cold man that the Rav is there, and there's another Rav also there, and that's on the same table, the same mocker in the same place at the same time, then a mother doesn't Chal the Issa, and Mimela, you can be Mekel. Now, two more Zachan, first of all, above this is the double portion, which they, Biskit Shuvah talks about Riches near a day, it's in the Kubbeis, that the Meister we're talking over here, the Rav, we're talking about someone that's Yigir, the Rav, we're talking about someone that's got Smicha, that Paschal Shai, that deals with Yishai, that had Shemesh, to ask somebody that Stam, you know, you see someone holding a Chelik Gimel and Shulchan Aruch, so you think, oh, he knows Hilchot Shabbos, you ask him Yishai, and Shabbos told us, oh, so that's good to somebody else about him, it's Mutter. It wasn't Chal, there's no Issa, there's no Rav ever Chal, right? The Lundin, you can't ask the Lundin in the time of this Issa. Talking about someone that Paschal Shai that deals with halachas, that deals with shemesh of rabbanim, b'kulei, not stam b'loindim. What's the halacha l'maisa b'zmanim? This pesim is the biggest heter that we have. We spelled it out a few times before, but to realize the maisa we have an Aruch HaShulchan here, that's unbelievable. Now Aruch HaShulchan comes along over here, Reshma and Beis, Sikot Nesamach Gimel, and Aruch HaShulchan says as well, Moedik as I took the Aruch HaShulchan, what's the pshat that we don't find this Issa, not in the Rambam, not in the Torah? Zuk the Aruch HaShulchan, it's a Gemara and Faresh is in a few places. Oh, but no one's busy with it, Zuk the Aruch HaShulchan. What's the Pshat? Zuk the Aruch HaShulchan, Chob HaPshat Murdik, Lani Estaiti Zuk the Aruch HaShulchan. The reason is, because I'm all everybody used to Paskin based on Suvara. If you Paskin based on Suvara, then an Achanami Paskin this Issa. Oh, but Zuk the Aruch HaShulchan, Mibel Bizmanenu. Nobody come up on most shayas. Again, it's always those two shayas that are taka, depends on Svara and Tzirufim and these that. I'm not talking about those shayas. But 90% of shayas have already been discussed in Poiskim, in the Gemara, in the Rishonim, in the Acharonim, in the Heintiger Svara, whatever it may be. In Cain, I told this Aruch HaShulchan to a big guy, and he was unbelievably happy when he heard this, because in Cain, the whole halachas, kamat, going out the window. Because the Maisa Torah Hasholcha, since the Maisa Rabbonim nowadays are paskening, again, there's always those shailas that are depending on different svaras and different lomdas and different tzirufim. But a lot of the shailas, 80-90% of the shailas, are based on things which are mafurish. In Kings of the Aruch HaShulchan, there's the Eskem no problem with something that was already discussed in the post-Kim mafurish, and then there's no Issa to go and ask somebody else after you've already asked the shayla to one rock. One more head to the Ramah tells, which the Etzem is a machlekes, Tosfos and Rashi and the Sugya and Nidadat Chol. Whether or not, if the first one made a mistake, they're doing what? Fellow came to me last week, he says to me like this, he found a 100 shekel bill on the street. So he thought to himself, no, if you find a 100 shekel by itself, there's no sin on it. What's that like? They can keep it, that's a lot, that's a lot, that's a lot, no, so he decided, maybe I'm making a mistake, and he gives me the so he told me he went to the Rav, where he was over there in the yeshiva, so the Rav there, and the Rav says to him, I don't know, you should be machmir, show us a beta, put up a sign, and some meisa. It was very weird. Everyone grows up knowing you find a sum of money, no simon, in a mokum, that's mamish hefka, there's no, you know, you're allowed to keep it. He told me he went to 7 rabbonim. All of them said they don't understand the chalal mokum, I'm not passing the shayla now, but I've got a body, you have to ask a rabbi. But the mighty you have to know, he went to 7 rabbonim. All the rabbonim says to him, hello there. I don't understand why he was machmir over there. And the mighty, there are more paskins to be makel. There are more paskins that if the second rabbi has a Kabbalah, and he knows that the first one made a mistake, then there's no problem. And that's the Maisa of the Pshaka, the Ramon, the Halacha, the Ramon passed in the Sif Laman Aleph, that if the first, the only Issa over here is the Chochom, was paskening Al Shikal Adas, but if the second Rav has a Kabbalah, that the first one was wrong, or he holds that the first one was Toyist Ma Mishnah, possibly Ma Mishnah mistake, then there's no Issa Bechlal. So again, not a Heta that we have for the Inyan over here. Now, the Maisa Stam Das, a person wants to know a Shai that's not negated. Stam, he likes to know, people are busy learning different halachas, they like to know, B'Shas Maisa, B'Tas Alimut, Han Paskin Azoy, Yifraskin Azoy, that's about another Psak. Right? It's a very, very, very Shkia. All the time people come over, B'Shabachol, B'Shas, all these different Zachan. How do we Paskin? No, they're learning the Sugya. How do we Paskin? That's about they're not considered to be a Psak, because again, it's not negated to them now. The Maisa. And we have to remember what we've come out with is there's a lot of Mokrimis to be makel. There's a Gemara in Avodah Zorah, Davov, and the Gemara says over there that any time a person has a suffix, so if it's a Doraisa, it's got to be Machmir. If it's a Darabonon, then it can be Makel. There's always with the Gemara. All the Rishonim are busy. I don't understand. There's often a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, and the Gemara says that Esami allows a Paschal at Bishamai, or Beit Hillel, but not both. Like the Rishonim, what's going on? I thought it depends. Is Doraisa Darabon? Can't just choose. Is it the Rabbanon or the Reisa? What's going on? Zug the Mitzvah moved to Yisoyt. Zug the Mitzvah, Be'etim, I found it also afterwards in the Chazanish. Soyt Vilchus Shmita. Chazanish says also the same thing. The Yisoyt of the Gemara, that a person has to be machmir by the Reisa and makel by the Rabbanon, is if he doesn't have a rod. If he doesn't ask the Shaila, if he doesn't ask the Shaila to get a psak, then, if it's a Doraisa, you're going to be Machmir. If it's a Rabbonon, then you can make an offer. Zub the Mitzvah, Zub the Chazanish. Since a person has a Rav and he asks the Shaila, the Rav can decide if it's Beishama, Beithela, can even be made for him, even if it's on a Shaila of Doraisa. Mimela, we just read four, people think, you know, better not to ask. You know, better, I don't know, and Mimela, it's Mishnazim. Because if a person doesn't ask, so if we deal with the Doraisa, he's always going to be Machmir. Masha Engin, if we're dealing with the Durabonon, then he can take be Mekel in that case over there. The Maisa, I want to finish with one Muyuzik Maisa to understand again. We basically said La Halacha without making too much of a sequel that most of the Shailas, I'd say 80-90% of the Shailas, is not Chalvis Issa or Chacham Shahira, because again, either we have different Heterim that of the Oroch HaShulchan or Sa'anachetet Mechulet. The Maisa, we have to know there is a Shita Taran, even though La Halacha we don't pass in that way. There's a shita around again, kvodishalov. It's a very serious act that a person has to realize. You don't realize what it means when you go to one and hear this to somebody else. It's mamish nishkishma. I want to tell you a mozik, a maisa. I want to end with this maisa. The Rav of Slutz was the Ritvaz. The Ritvaz was the Yaakov David Volotsky Zatzal. But the Ritvaz, he was the Rav of Slutz at the time. The Rosh Hashiva B'Shas Maisa was with Issa Zalman Meltzer. He was the Rosh Hashiva. The Rav was the Ritvaz, and Issa Zalman was the Rosh Hashiva. So the Ritvaz of the Yaakov David was a very, very serious rod. No messing around. By him, everything was gewaldig. I was a bucky awesome. There was no messing with him. And the Balabatim over there, Bishas Maisa, didn't like it so much. He runs the shtot, the Chateisa. No, they decided they'll do something. So the Balabatim came together and they appointed a new dayan. They never asked his Rishus. They appointed a new dayan. And when the Ritzvaz, Rabbi Akiva Dover, when he heard about this, they appointed a dayan without his permission. The following Maisa took place. Mr. Zalman sent over this Maisa. And he sent over this Maisa. It was a Maisa Noyu Admoid. He said, that Shabbos Kodesh, that Shabbos when it happened, the Ritzvaz, Rabbi Yaakov David Volotsky got up at the Bima, Bishas, Tvila of Shabbos, the Gansa Sibu was there, everybody was quiet. The Muridashu got up, and he said, and he's bummed on the Bima, and he said, Azal Oshin, if Yaakov David would have been a shoemaker, they never would have done it. If Yaakov David would have been a carpenter, they never would have done it. The only reason they did it, it's because Yaakov David learned to a Heilige Torah. Heilige Boyer Oilem, he said. For my covered I moichel, but I'm not moichel for the covered of your Torah. And I ask that these five members of the committee die within the year. The Oilem was going wild. Mrs. Zalman was saying over this Meister, Bosha trembling. And that Kololov, and that Sadiq, and that Gollum, what's the Pshat? So everybody was murmuring, what's going to be this, that, and the other. So Mrs. Zalman goes over to the Rav, the Ritzvaz, and says, Rebbe, murder Gazar. Oh, but you do realize what a Chilul Hashem can come out. If these fellows live out the year, you know what a Chilul Hashem it will cause? And he says, you're right. He goes back to the Bima, and he says, I'm worried about a Chilul Hashem. Mimela, I asked the Rebbeinu Shalom that all of these five people should die within 5 months. Kachav. The boy said we should remember that in a chanami we passed away shita saraydis, or what we have shita saraydis, kvoyda shalom, it's a very serious inyan. We should be zoicha b'ezr shen to b'kaim b'zalokas, but it's a shem next week. I like to do the alokas of Maitre Shabbos with Chashmal on Shabbos.